Welcome to the 5 Minutes Monday Morning Motivation. I'm your host, I'm Catherine Ruiz. I'm a business and mindset mentor, and I help women become their most happiest, most fulfilled, and best self. So if this is something you're interested in, you should definitely stick around and be listening. Make sure to follow this podcast on your most favorite platform to not miss out on any future episodes. And let's start with today's all new episode, shall we? Let's talk about you are the artist of your own life. Don't hand the paintbrush to someone else. And I am loving this quote so much. By the way, in case you didn't know, every single one of my 5 Minutes Monday Morning Motivation episodes here on my podcast, You Can and You Will, is in fact inspired by quotes. So every single Monday episode is actually a quote that I'm going to speak upon. And I believe this is such a beautiful way to phrase how you are in fact the master, like the designer, the creator of your life, and how nobody but you has the responsibility for your life, for your happiness, for your fulfillment, for your success, for, you know, just about everything, seriously. But also how you shouldn't let anybody else take over this wheel, so to say. And I think it is important to be reminded on that, because sometimes there are situations in life, like let's talk about business partnerships, right? Or obviously marriages, when you hand your destiny, your life completely into your business partner's or spouse's hands, and you do so with all of the trust that you have, with all of the good beliefs, with the best intentions, obviously. And, you know, when you do that, it actually speaks volume on how much you trust that person. However, I do believe it is so important you remember that nobody but you is actually responsible for your life. And again, this is, you know, when you say, oh, you're responsible for your own thing, it often has such a negative connotation. But what I'm really trying to say is, actually, it's a beautiful thing. You get to design your own life. You get to create your own happiness. You're responsible, but also you get to choose. You get to decide. And that's actually the most beautiful thing. And I don't think any generation before us has ever had so much freedom and so many opportunities in doing so. And really, the world seemingly has never been so small, quote unquote, just because everything is so accessible. And like, even the biggest distances don't even seem that big anymore, because we can basically take flights just about anywhere, right? So I think we really have to understand what kind of power we have in painting our own lives and really being in charge of our own lives. And if there is somebody else, whether this is in your business, in your career, or specifically families, coming together and joining as a union is a beautiful thing, but don't ever hand that paintbrush. I love that. I don't know. I just love that. Because I also believe just imagining giving somebody else that paintbrush makes it so much more easy to understand also what kind of power you would lay into somebody else's hand. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to give away your power like that. It doesn't matter whether it is in business, career, or in your private life. Because also that person appreciates you for your power, for you standing, you know, in your own life, making your own decisions. And just to make this really clear, I'm not talking about, you know, being so dramatic, handing over all of your power. Sometimes that happens on such a small and little scale that we rarely ever realize it. And I just want you to, this week, really walk through your life with intention and see where you might be handing over that paintbrush and instead paint your life, your career, your business by yourself. Take back your power this week. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to leave my podcast a 5-star review on your most favorite platform, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.